This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is the program we call What's on Your Mind for a very important reason. We want to know what's on your mind. Daryl Lease of the North Dakota Farm Bureau is going to join me. He's the president, top dog of the Farm Bureau. A lot of what I've been thinking about with this whole protest is private property rights. I mean, that's really an issue that, you know, set aside pipeline, energy, you know, all of that. Just think about what we're talking about in the way of private property rights and what's being done in the way of, you know, getting in the middle of a willing, you know, buyer and a willing seller when it comes to, hey, I'll give you an easement, you know. So we're going to talk with Daryl a little bit about his thoughts on that from that perspective as well, coming up in the program. He's written about this and talked about it, so we'll do that. We're going to meet the folks from All Season Motorsports, one of our fine sponsors here in our live broadcast from Big Iron. Same with the Piper's Auction and Realty. A little later in the program, Senator John Hoeven will join us at the bottom of the hour. A lot of questions for him about what he will do to stop Barack Obama. And that literally is the question of the day as it relates to what Energy Partners, this company that's behind Dakota Access, is being faced with right now. Imagine you took $3.8 billion of your money out of your pocket in a project and did everything the way the federal government told you to do it, yet were stopped because of somebody's political agenda. That's what's happened. So we'll talk about that, too, on the program. As I mentioned, we are at Big Iron. And we are at Big Iron selling some iron today for our friends at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Michelle Powers is here. And I mentioned earlier, if you stop by and see Michelle, she'll give you a really good deal on the actual tractor that I'm sitting in. So, hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing good, Scott.
Nice to see you. And thank you for the hospitality here in this fine Case IH 485 beauty.
We appreciate you being here.
This is so nice, and it has, I like the Steiger on it, too. I kind of like the 50-year Steiger logo. That's a nice little touch.
Yeah. Well, this is a 2008 Steiger 485 heavy duty. We've got it show special price at $115. It's got triples. PTO, it is a great price for a four-wheel drive if you need horsepower.
Load it up.
Yes.
I like the, see, I, you know, for me, the cab is like, I mean, it's you know, leather and nice, and I mean, the design on this thing's incredible.
It's a luxury cab.
Yeah, it really is. And you've got a few other little tricks on this one, too. You have the auto steer ready, right?
It is.
The ground radar, and as I mentioned, the luxury, what else do we need to tell folks? Oh, the high-capacity hydraulic pump on it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the price is not, collar shift, the collar shuttle shift and the tow cable. So 60.
Yeah, the tow cable is really nice.
It is, yeah. What are you laughing at, Daryl?
Yeah, that tow cable is pretty important the last 15 years, especially with the wet cycle we're in.
Yeah, no kidding. You tend to use it once in a while?
We've used the tow cable a fair amount.
Yeah,
the last couple years, not so much, but boy, 2009 to 2012, we sure did.
I thought I said something stupid there when Daryl started laughing there, so I didn't know. He's just thinking about all the times he's used the thing.
Up north?
Gotta have it.
Up north and down south, they are probably looking at that tow cable right now.
So the tow cable's worth $100,000, and then for 15, you get the rest of the tractor. So, yeah, it's a beauty. Come on by and see it. We have it specially priced, and I promise Don this will be sold before the end of the show, so there's no pressure.
No pressure.
Yeah, so, Daryl, you're buying it if nobody else does, okay? thanks, Michelle.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
And come on by and see us at, where are you telling folks how to find you? Under the big flag?
That's a big. Exactly.
Yeah, under the big flag on a big crane, booth 611 and 612, if you got a map while you get out here, and not far from the food row.
That's right.
Nice. Sounds good, Michelle. Thanks a bunch. All right. We are at Big Iron today, and appreciate Michelle Powers in her hospitality. Don Aberle and the crew from Titan will be here all 3 days, and later today for Energy Matters as well. One news note I wanted to get in before we get going with our conversation with Daryl and more of your calls. Morton County Sheriff's Department has been advised that the Dakota Access Pipeline has a plan to remove equipment from specific construction sites in Morton County. Law enforcement will be in the area today to maintain public safety as equipment is removed. So remember that. Sheriff Kirkmeyer said, I've requested that Dakota Access Pipeline inform us of their plans. The request is to ensure that public safety is paramount for all of us, to include their workers, protesters, and law enforcement. This type of group effort will help ensure the Dakota Access Pipeline folks can remove their property in a safe manner. Okay? So, understand that'll be happening, sounds like sometime after 11 today. So, that's some news we're keeping tabs on as well. Well, Darrell Lease, North Dakota Farm Bureau with us. How are you, sir?
I am doing fine, Scott.
Thank you for being here.
It's good to be here. I mean, you know what? Todd Mitchell, eat your heart out. We've got the nicest office for this cab of this tractor that you could imagine.
See what you've done? You poked the bear. You poked the bear, just so you know. He's once again jealous that he doesn't have this kind of digs. But this is the first for me in a cab for the show. I mean, I've been in a tractor cab before, but not doing a radio show.
Yeah, I mean, it's really neat, actually, to be able to come out and take in this, kind of one-of-a-kind farm show up here in the Northern Plains, and they put on a good show and get a chance to do it from the tractor cab. You can't beat that, Scott.
So as you walk the aisles here at Big Iron and check things out, what's early in the show, obviously, first of 3 days, what do you think is dominating the hearts and minds of farmers and ranchers right now?
You know, I think one of the things is, Scott, is, you know, we're Our commodity prices, have really been bouncing and bouncing more to the downside here in the last, especially 6 to 8 weeks. So it's a consideration of doing their due diligence of what equipment they can update and what's the it's more prioritizing of the updates they're going to do when they're visiting with these folks out here. And so, I mean, it's, you know, farmers are resilient and they're going to find ways to still go forward and make progress But they've got to do their due diligence, and hopefully that puts them visiting with these folks out here more and more to learn as much as they can about what opportunities are out there, such as the tractor we're sitting in, if it fits someone's operation or the other equipment that's around out here or other services from ag service companies that are out here, seed sales, fertilizer sales, marketing services. I mean, it's all here. It's a one stop where you can do a day's worth of. Yeah, you can do a month's worth of business in a day.
And what is your assessment? When you talk about the prices and what's on their minds and what they're feeling right now, obviously, the amount of time this commodity price issue has lasted is putting a pinch on. Is it a case of, gosh, we had it really good, really, really good, and now we got it, just kind of okay? Or is it bad, tough? Is it, okay, I can't buy a new tractor, so I'm going to go, I'll buy the one you're sitting in, Scott? Or what kind of things do you do?
Yeah, it kind of runs the whole board, Scott. It kind of depends on the scope of everyone's personal farms and ranches, what their diversification is, what crops they raise in that. A lot of what I think they're going to be looking at is those efficiency items. How can we do better with less inputs, less cost, and what kind of equipment and what kind of setups on equipment and new technologies will help us do that? And so, I mean, it's kind of the whole gamut of, you got some folks that have just entered the business in the last, 5 to 10 years, and when they came into it, they hit really good years and, record years in agriculture. And now we've seen that slowdown and that downturn a little bit, and they've got to learn how to manage through that. And those efficiencies and those technologies are extremely important in agriculture, especially at times like this.
And regulation costs money.
Well, regulation, you can argue that regulation is probably 25 to 35% of our cost of doing business in agriculture.
And taxation is an issue. And those two things, I can't think of a better organization to be a member of than the North Dakota Farm Bureau, because you're unafraid. You take those things head on. Are we making any progress?
Scott, the one thing that we're trying to do is to get better at communicating, not just with our members, but with the general public out there that aren't involved in production agriculture, they aren't involved in the service industry for agriculture, and having those conversations to help them understand who we are and what we are, because there's a slew of organizations that are anti-agriculture out there that are trying to tell our story for us, and that's not favorable to us. And we at North Dakota Farm Bureau, we take some very hard positions at times, and very, you know, and very emotional and debatable and very high, you know, tense topics. And but that's what we do. That's we are out there to advocate for agriculture and advocate for the prosperity of all people in North Dakota.
And you're unafraid. and when you're unafraid and you're bold, sometimes you know, people cringe a little bit. But I mean, to me, I think that's just, as you say, a matter of communicating, because you don't have to live your life in one of these beautiful tractors that I'm sitting in and have that level of risk and everything else to know that what happens in agriculture affects everything in North Dakota, every corner.
Every corner, Scott. And, you know,
so elections matter.
Elections matter. The policy that our elected folks put in place matter, and we got to be there to help guide that.
All right, short break, more with Daryl. I want to ask you about this pipeline thing. I know you've written about that here recently in a little dialogue with Daryl online.
Yes, sir.
Do you write those or you just say those?
A
little of both, huh?
A little of both.
All right, we'll talk about that and more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016, free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Tuesday through Thursday in West Fargo, Big Iron is here again. Look for Haugen Sales and the brand new Supreme Twin Auger Vertical Mixer Wagons. Sizes from 500 all the way up to 1,000 cubic feet. Big or small, they've got them all at Haugen's. While at Big Iron, look for the Supreme self-propelled and self-loading mixer wagon. There's nothing else like it. You're going to want to check it out. Supreme is the longest lasting vertical on the market with the fastest mix times. See you at Haugen Sales at Big Iron, located in Mandan and Winemere.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
She has an allergy to transparency. They both do. And it's like they have ADDD. They have, it's an attack, denial, and deflection disorder. Every time they're asked a question that's inconvenient, it's attack the questioner, deny, 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 and then deflect to something else. You saw her do that last night during the Anderson Cooper interview, if that's what you can call it.
Yeah, that was not an interview with Anderson Cooper. That was unbelievable. Yeah, this has happened a couple of times. Wouldn't the natural situation be, well, what do the doctors say? What is the medical condition there? So pretty amazing. We've been asking folks what their theory is on Hillary Clinton's condition here. Is this just pneumonia? Is it, as they say, is there more there? So since elections matter, Daryl, you're going to have to answer that question a little bit, just so you know. Daryl Lee's with us in the North Dakota Farm Bureau today, live at Big Iron on What's on Your Mind. And our Big Iron broadcast brought to you in part by our friends from All Season Motorsports. They're located at booth 1800 here, and Alan Pritchard is with us to tell us about some of the things they have here. We have one of their golf carts for Big Iron, which is fantastic. And Alan, good to see you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. How's Big Iron going so far?
Good so far. It's a little cool out here, but a lot of people are starting to come in now, and people are normal year again.
Yeah, bring the jacket today, right?
Yes.
It is a little chilly out there, no doubt about it, and a little wind whipping around as well. It's supposed to be great tomorrow, so
yes,
it'll warm up. But if you're coming today, you want to wear a jacket. So tell me about the 2017 Club Car Precedent and your XRT utility vehicles.
The 2017s are fuel injection. They have a 5-year warranty on them, and there's availability for financing right now till the end of the year for 3 years, 0% interest. Club Car actually pays the interest on it.
Nice deal. Gas, electric, both?
We have both. We have gas and electric, and we have multiple different colors. I think we have close to 35 colors in stock.
Did I hear over 100 golf carts in stock? Is that right?
We actually have about 180 golf carts that we're using for renting out here at Big Iron. And then we have about at least 80 golf carts for sale at our shop and here at Big Iron as well.
You sell a few of them at Big Iron?
Yeah, we do. No, we normally do. It's just kind of nice vehicles to run around the farms.
And how do you juice them up a little bit? Any accessories?
Oh, yeah. The new cars, you can put high-speed throttle cables on them to make them go 21 miles an hour, custom rims, paint jobs, lift kits, seat kits. It's whatever the person wants to put on the car.
Very nice. Alan Pritchard from All Season Motorsports, he'll take care of you if you need a golf cart for Big Iron or if you want to take one home or one of those XRT utility vehicles and ask about that 0% interest for 36 months on the 2017s. Thanks, Alan.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by our special broadcast booth, the Titan Outlet Machinery booth here at Big Iron, where we have the Case IH 485 Steiger tractor here at a very good price of only $115,000, ladies and gentlemen, for this 2008 with $7,500 off. It is a great deal. Back with more of your calls, questions, and comments on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. And we're chatting with Daryl Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. What about Hillary? What do you make of this?
You know, Scott, it's there's a lot of questions out there to be answered, and, you know, it is a when it comes to health of our potential presidential candidates out there, it is pretty important, I think, to understand that. But like everyone else, I mean, we don't wish ill on anyone. We, you know, it's, hopefully it is just pneumonia and it is as simple as that or as complicated as sometimes pneumonia can be. But, you know, it's one of those things that hopefully we can get some answers on that and so people can make some judgments on the values that the people stand for outside of whether they're healthy or not.
One of the little stories that's bubbling this week is the basket of deplorables. do you feel like a deplorable? Honestly, I do sometimes. I do even with Republican Party officials.
There's sometimes we end up on the outside of that quite often too, Scott. And you know, it's one of them things. I guess I didn't look at ourselves as deplorables, but it's one of those things that in the context she used it, let's wear the badge.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
With what she's talking about, I couldn't agree with you anymore. Energy Transfer Partners today released an internal memo sent to employees, and a copy was given to a number of media outlets clarifying where they're at. Their chairman and chief executive officer says in the memo, "We intend to meet with officials in Washington to understand the government's position and reiterate our commitment to bring the Dakota Access Pipeline into operation." He said also the company has met with Standing Rock Sioux Tribe 9 times over the course of the permit application process. I think we are at a crossroads that is chilling when a company can invest $3.8 billion and do everything they've been asked to do of the government, have it go to court and be challenged and win in court to say you are correct, and then have the government do what they've done. What's going on?
You know, Scott, we had concerned members over this pipeline, as with any pipeline. You know, we've got policy that supports pipelines and infrastructure like that to move those much-needed goods of gas and oil and other services that are required out there. But yet we want it done responsibly. And we had members questioning it, that this pipeline went across, right across their land, right across their property. They wanted to have insurances that their family's future was going to be protected with this pipeline being in the ground. And they came to NDFB and wanted some help, you know, kind of getting organized to get them questions answered. They attended the hearings, which is part of the process. They gave their input there. They asked their questions. They asked questions of the company. They asked questions of the landmen. They asked, you know, how things were going to be taken care of and to ensure this. And in the end, they signed the leases. They got their assurances. They've vetted the process. They engaged in that process of, you know, you could say that they engaged in the formal protest process that there is through those hearings and through those questionings of the company and those that are doing the work with the company of what are the insurances out there. And that's the proper way to do this. We're not against protesters. Everyone has a right to take a stand for what they believe in this country. But when you start infringing on private property rights, when you start defacing private property, when you start infringing on legal business process, which is a private property rights deal, we've got an issue. And that's what it comes down to.
What should be done here? What should be done? If it was up to you, what should John Hoeven, Heidi Heitkamp, Kevin Cramer, Jack Dalrymple, the folks in position of power right now and in the middle of this, what should they do?
You know, there's 100 different things they could do. I mean, I think some congressional oversight hearings on this. They got dealt a really bad card on Friday when administratively the government stepped in between the court process, the legal process that we have in this country to address things like this, and basically said, sorry, court process doesn't matter anymore. And that's a dangerous road that we went down through our administration, through our agencies in this country. And people want to say, well, it's not the administration. That isn't. Those agencies are controlled by the administration. They don't make a move without the approval of the leader, and that being President Obama.
It is chilling, and you know, I'm with you. Throw the kitchen sink at it, because our Constitution it hangs in the balance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Keep fighting, my friend.
Thank you, Scott.
That's what you do for good common sense folks all across the great state of North Dakota. Daryl Lacy, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We'll chat with you again soon.
Yes, sir.
Senator John Hoeven, when we come back, don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We want to thank our fine sponsors who make this go, not only when we're at Big Iron, but of course all day, every day in our broadcasts. Without them, we're not here talking about what's happening. And that includes our friends at B-Mobile. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. You know, when they have that premium retailer label, it means something. And they have that hum technology now where you can get the roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling, and for a limited time, actually get 3 months of service and the equipment free in a bill credit. So it's a great way to go. If you have a teen getting their license, this is a great deal and a little peace of mind for you. From America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network, B-Mobile, one of our fine sponsors. I'm literally in the cab of a Case IH 485 Steiger, 50-year logo on it. It is priced at $115,000 and some change because of a very special deal for our listeners for Big Iron only. Come find us under the big, giant flag up there on that crane. You'll find us along Machinery Row here, not far from the food row, but having a good time. Somebody who would be here if he wasn't in session with the United States Senate. Our next guest, Senator John Hoeven. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Scott, you got that right. I love coming to Big Iron, not only visiting with people, which is great, and talking to our farmers and ranchers, but like you, that equipment is just unbelievable. I really enjoy it.
Especially one with a Steiger on it and Case IH. So made here and with that Steiger history, that makes it a little special. This is a 2008, but I am amazed at the technology.
We have more ag manufacturer. With just top-tier companies in North Dakota than people realize. We really do. We have some great plants, some great ag manufacturing, high-tech stuff.
Yeah, it really is. It's neat. Let's see. Well, by the way, questions or comments, welcome for the Senator. Our telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-228-0550. And you can also text Todd if you have a quick question, 701-226-8503. Got a call that came in already for you. Go ahead and roll that. We'll start with that one for Senator Hoeven. Todd?
Hi, I'm calling in just a little comment about this Dakota Access Pipeline debacle that's been going on, seems like forever. It's been called an illegal protest since day one, but yet they've been allowed to stay there. I just can't understand why they've been allowed to stay there. If it's illegal and they're trespassing on land, why weren't they kicked out right away? Why wasn't this thing nipped in the bud right away instead of letting these protesters gather there to number probably over 4,000 people now? Now we got a complete mess out there. And how to handle it, who knows now? It took forever before we got the National Guard mobilized. I'm just thinking it's a total lack of leadership. I think they're afraid to do anything because Indians are involved, even though it's not on reservation land. I mean, I just don't understand why it's federal land, but the feds ain't nowhere to be found. Is this thing just going to continue on to no end? Or is somebody going to stand up and take a leadership role and get this thing over with? That's all I'm wondering. Thank you.
All right. So before you answer that, I just want to piggyback on this a little bit. I've been critical of some of the things he's been critical of. Early on, saying, Governor Dalrymple, come on, let's get going here. I have said repeatedly that Senator Heidi Heitkamp should play a prominent role here, given the fact she is a Democrat, and this is a Democratic administration and really a federal problem. And I have to tell you, every time I bring that up, people say, well, what's Senator Hovind doing? I don't hear anything from him, a statement here or there. So is that fair criticism, Senator?
Well, look, the Corps needs to come to a decision on this. They need to work with both the tribe and the company and get a resolution. If you saw their statement, they said that they were going to work in an expedited way to get to a clear and timely decision. They need to do it, and that's what we're calling on them to do. I actually had asked the Corps back in April to go up and meet with the tribe. Chairman Archambault came to see me, expressed concerns. I said, okay, I got a hold of Colonel John Henderson, who is the chair or the district director for the Omaha district. He came up, met with the tribe, and all along what I've said and what I've pushed to try to do is to get to a solution and figure out how we bring both sides together and get to a solution. So people have the right to protest as long as it's done within the law and peacefully, but we've got to get to a solution, and I've been consistent in saying that and working toward that.
So, you know, I think people are frustrated because they just want to—they want to know something's happening. And I don't think just sort of saying, "Well, you need to do this or you need to do that." I mean, if, for instance, I have a lot of people that believe, as of Friday now, because of what President Obama has done and the administration has done here, to say, you know what? Is there a constitution or isn't there a constitution? You know, how about congressional hearings? I mean, do we dig into what they've done here? How in the world, when you have a court make a decision that, say, a company that's put in $3.8 billion, followed every rule, done everything they've said, goes to court over it, and is, you know, the court says, hey, you're right, you've done everything right, go ahead, and now DOJ, Department of Interior, you know, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, nope, not so fast. What in the world is happening? That, I mean, so is it time for congressional hearings on this?
Well, if you looked at the Corps' statement, they said that they're going to review the issue and that they are going to come to a clear and timely solution in an expedited way. They put that right in their statement. And so we're calling on them to say, okay, you show us exactly how you're going to do that, how you're going to get to a solution. And if you don't, then, as you just said, Scott, then the courts make this decision to resolve it if the parties can't agree. That's how our country works. That means following the law. And again, I'll go back and say, all along, I've tried to help bring the parties to a solution, and saying we have to follow the law.
The company has put, as I said, $3.8 billion in this. You were probably the number one congressional supporter of the Keystone XL pipeline. Tried every possible thing to get the administration to play straight on this. And, you know, Dakota Access Pipeline, if I'm them, if I'm that company, $3.8 billion invested in this, meeting a need, on a tight timeline, and then to get this treatment for government is absolutely unforgivable. Do you agree? Do you agree this company's done everything asked of them?
Scott, as you know, I've worked for my time as governor and now in the Senate to develop our energy resources in North Dakota. And we're an energy powerhouse. That means economic growth and that means jobs. Along with that, we've got to build the infrastructure to move energy to market safely and cost effectively so that we can compete. So, you know, we need to build this infrastructure, and of course we want to do it so that it's safe for everybody, not just the tribe, but everybody that's downstream. But we've got to be able to build, whether it's pipelines, transmission lines, road, rail, we need to build this vital infrastructure so that our country works. Otherwise, we're forced to get our energy from overseas, from places like OPEC. And you have to remember that there's already a gas pipeline through this route and a transmission line through this route. So I go back to what I said at the outset. There needs to be a way to bring the parties together and get this resolved and move on. And that's what I continue to work for.
So how do you force that? Is it a bill? I mean, you did a bill on the Keystone XL pipeline. Would you do a bill on behalf of Dakota Access?
Scott, if every time we want to build a project, we have to pass an act of Congress, it's going to be pretty hard to build much. We need to follow the...
I'm with you. I couldn't agree more. It's
crazy. We need to follow the law, and that's why we need to get the court to come out and lay out exactly what they're going to do. And if they can't bring the parties together, the tribe and the company together on this, then it's up to the court to resolve it.
Let's talk a little bit about the other part of this, and that is what's going on in the way of lawlessness and everything else. Obviously, you currently have a situation where, Highway Patrol, now National Guard. We had sheriffs and deputies from all across the state that are here. Is there a greater role for federal law enforcement that would help? U.S. Marshals coming in? I mean, can there be something demanded of the administration to, especially now that many people believe this fight will be a lot more protracted, a lot more expensive, a lot more lengthy because of what happened? If it doesn't happen, what additional role can come in law enforcement from the feds?
Well, again, you know, I've talked to FBI, to the Marshal Service, to BIA, making sure that they provide whatever support and assistance the state requests. So, again, in that area, that's up to the state's leadership, but certainly I have and will continue to make sure that I'm talking to the federal agencies to provide them with whatever support they request.
What kind of timeline do you think we're talking about here?
I mean, but again, that's what I went back to. We need to get to a solution. We need to get to a resolution of this. Now, the Corps has said they're going to do it. We're calling on them to lay that out. And if they can't bring the two sides together and solve this, then it needs to go through the court process.
Yeah, and you talked about their statement and what they're saying. I mean, this is the administration playing the Keystone card, right? So, I mean, even though they're saying they're going to do this in a timely fashion, do you honestly believe that they will? I mean, you think this? I mean, when does Senator John Hoeven want an answer from the Obama administration that all these have been answered and we're moving? The company can push some more dirt.
Right. Obviously, I'd like it sooner, Scott, but that's exactly what we're calling on them to lay that out. So we know exactly. Look, they need to bring some certainty to the process in order to build infrastructure and to do it right and to make sure people's concerns are met and that you not only move the energy, but you protect the environment. You need regulatory certainty so that you can plan. You can, do all the things it takes to build these huge projects. And we're a huge country of 320 million people, and we've got to be able to build things. And so it needs to happen sooner, and we need to continue to work that to get that regulatory certainty. And as you know, that's something I work on all the time.
All right, one more question for Senator Hoeven after the break. Hang tight, folks. We'll continue. We're at Big Iron Title and Outlet Store location, which is booth 611 and 612 on Machinery Row here. Just get underneath that big flag, and you won't be able to miss this big Steiger. Case IH.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week, Don Moseman, NDSC Training Director, discusses how to best prepare for an active shooter or violent event.
The very first step is to know where you are.
And the best way to do that is to conduct a security assessment so that you can find out, how are my emergency response plans? And have I prepared adequately? Do I know what the police department's going to do when they get here? Do I know what the fire department's going to do? Have I coordinated with them? Do I have an evacuation plan for my building? Where am I going to take my people? Of course, you have all of the aspects of inside the building itself. What type of alarm system do we have inside? What kind of a notification system do we have? There's a lot of elements that come into play.
For more emergency planning tips and resources, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
Mom and Dad have had the same home phone number for years. Now that they're moving into assisted living, they're worried their friends won't know how to be able to call them on their home number. We found OurOldNumber.com offered a great solution. OurOldNumber.com will forward Mom and Dad's home number to their cell phones. It's just like their home phone number went with them to their new home. Thanks to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO and KLTC in Dickinson. And we are in the cab of a Case IH beautiful 485 Steiger tractor. Great price on this baby. It's a 2008 loaded up, $115,000 if you buy it at Big Iron. And just tell them Scott sent you. So find us at Big Iron, get the show special. We're going to chat with our friends from Piper's Auction and Realty in just a moment, but we want to wrap up our conversation with Senator Hoeven, get them get back to it here today. And, Senator, before we go, some calls waiting to chat, so I want to at least get in one call here for you. Les, you have a question for Senator Hoeven. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I do. Senator, my question is, you stated three times at least that you want a solution, and if there's no solution, then the courts have to weigh in. Federal courts already weighed in. Right. They said you can build the pipeline.
Right.
But rather than giving the voters in North Dakota platitudes, you tell me how many court hearings are going to have to be held and how many times the federal court is going to okay Dakota Access to build a pipeline before you're satisfied with the solution. The federal court gave Dakota Access a solution. You can build the pipeline. Everything's been done. So how many times is there going to have to be a court ruling before, as a senator, you're going to take action to say the third branch of government weighed in, build the pipeline?
Well, I think, court action continues, and I think what I said very clearly is that if the, and then now the Corps step back in, and if the Corps can't fashion a solution bringing the parties together, the court action's continuing, then it needs to be resolved in the court. So that action continues, and I think I'm saying, again, recognize it's the administration that stepped in and stopped it, Les, not me. I'm saying it should continue, and we need to get a solution sooner, not later.
Then when, as a senator, are you going to take action in Washington on behalf of North Dakota and North Dakotans who need to send our oil out of state? You've got part of this congressional delegation that doesn't want it on rails, and Heidi Heitkamp has made very clear that, oh, my gosh, you know, you might have a rail accident, okay? Pipelines are the next option. The federal courts already said the process was done right. You can go ahead and continue building. Now you've got an administration that's saying, oh, no, we're not going to allow that. At what point in time are you people in Washington going to take back from this administration your authority to move ahead?
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Les, and that's what I said. Number one, I'm already working to get an answer out of the Corps, doing what I can to get an answer out of the Corps for a timely resolution or solution. The court action continues. If the Corps can't resolve it, then the court needs to, and I think that's what you're saying.
Les is speaking for a lot of North Dakotans, Senator. I'm as equally frustrated, and I know you are as well. And you've been through this drill enough to know, there's a process and you're working it. But just know, we're ticked. We've had a snoot full of this deal. We really have.
Well, and as I said, I'm working to try to get a resolution too. I understand the right to protest, but we've got to get to a solution. And so I'm doing what I can, and will continue to try to get there. And if we can't get the court to get the parties together and get a solution, the court action continues, and we have to follow the law.
All right, Senator.
And that means, when I say follow the law, that means get to a solution, get to a resolution.
You bet. Senator, appreciate the time a bunch. Thanks. We'll chat again soon.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
We didn't get to all the calls. Busy day at Big Iron, but lots of news happening, so appreciate the Senator very much. Steve Link, Annie Murnacher here from Pipers. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Scott. Thanks for having us.
How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing good. This is fun, being in the cab of a tractor.
Isn't it? Only way to do a radio show, by golly.
Yep.
And you know what? We're going to be at the opening of the North American Auction Center, North America Auction Center for Pipers.
In Steele, North Dakota?
In Steele, North Dakota.
Yep. Next week, we got a big consignment sale, and you're going to be there, right?
Yep. Week from tomorrow, a lot of nice equipment there.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
It's going to be fun.
And then the one I'm really dreaming about, though, is on the 28th.
Just shy of 2,000 acres in McKenzie County, right on the Little Missouri, next to, butts up to the north unit of Theodore Roosevelt Park.
Yeah. And I can't even believe this is for sale. I mean, this is a dream come true.
It's once in a lifetime.
Yeah, you don't find properties like this all over. It's been, we seem to capture a property kind of like this about once every two or three years, but this property, everybody's driven by it down the highway. You've had a chance to take a look at it. Yeah. Overlook it right before you cross the river at the Long X Bridge. And this is the property. I mean, it is the deepest draws in all of North Dakota. We got bighorn sheep on there, transient elk. You've got, deer, big game.
Turkeys, pheasants, you name it.
How many acres
out there? It's 1,981 acres.
How many parcels?
There's seven bigger parcels. You can buy parcels anywhere as small as 40 acres all the way up to 640 acres, or you can combine it any way you want, and you can own the whole thing if you want.
All right, and give me just a quick run-through on what kind of equipment you'll have in Steele on next Wednesday.
Yeah, the equipment in Steele's kind of a one... it encompasses a lot of different varieties.
Construction equipment.
You got construction equipment. You got oil field equipment.
Semi-trailers.
Trailers. And then lots of farm equipment, too. And we just consigned some combines here last night. So there's some late consignments, too, that haven't been advertised. So, you know, so come take a look at it. Everything's getting lined up here for the next 2 or 3 days.
That'll
big
be
sale next week.
Wednesday, 10 a.m. And we'll have another first on What's on Your Mind. First time ever from an auction trailer we're doing the show.
Oh, that'd
right.
be fun.
Bring it up.
Right live on the right there at Steel. All right, guys. Thanks a ton.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Good to see you. They'll be back tomorrow and Thursday as well with us from Pipers to tell you more about that auction. Pipers.com or give them a call for a catalog. God bless you, folks. From Big Iron, we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, it's Scott Hanlon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day. Does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Dismark at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.